Hello, you're listening to Sarah Jackman presenting this week's episode of Bricks and Mortar. My guest today is Alan Froggatt. Alan was at CBRE, formerly Richard Ellis, for 34 years and for the last 10 as its CEO. He now holds a number of consultancy and non-executive roles and is chair of Reading University's Pathway to Property Project Board. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
Alan, it's a pleasure to have you join me on Bricks and Mortar today. We're going to talk about roots into the profession and the work that Pathways to Property does to assist with that. For those who aren't familiar with the scheme, it's an initiative run by the University of Reading for Year 12 students in UK state schools and colleges who would like to find out a little bit more about a career in the property industry. Alan, let's start at the beginning. How did the Pathways initiative first start and who was involved in that?
Well, thanks very much for asking me, and I really appreciate your interest in our project. It started really for many years. I wanted to have a summer school for people who had no awareness of property, because the big challenge about property within schools is that really no one knows about it. Teachers, careers advisors, they all know what a doctor does, they all know what a lawyer does, but property is such a diverse industry, very little is known. And so I always wanted to have a summer school for that. And I suppose it was the diversity agenda that really propelled us into getting on with it at Reading. We had two objectives, really. We wanted to diversify the intake to the course. When I'd gone on it, too many years ago to mention, there were only about 20% of the course who were state school. And I naively assumed that over the years that would change. But actually, it still hasn't reached 50% coming from state schools. And I really felt we should be doing something about that. Then a moment arrived where Chris Grigg, when he took over at British Land, and came from a very diverse group in Goldman Sachs, which is a very, very diverse group of people, challenged the leading surveying firms to do something about it. And with his help and support on funding, we got more funding. Brian Laxton, who but then at Cushman, was very active in that. And between us, we got the project going.
So you talked a little bit about the motivations behind it. Why do you think it is that so little awareness exists at that level amongst teachers and so on about the property industry?
I think the general awareness in schools on careers and the resources devoted to promoting careers have shrunk considerably. We find that careers advisors, for example, are now looking after three or four schools, not one, even if they exist. And the information in schools about careers is shrunk even from a generation or two ago.
What's your background? How did you find out about the industry?
I grew up in a private rented flat in West London. We weren't well off, and neither were we poor. But I had a good education and a mother who was loving and ambitious for me, and I wouldn't swap those two things for any other attributes. But it meant that I went to a state grammar. There was a shoddy grey filing cabinet in the corner of the geography room, which purported to be a careers library, and there was only one thing in it that even slightly interested me, and that was a little surveyor's pamphlet. It mentioned town planning, it mentioned law, it mentioned evaluate. I thought, yes, that's interesting, and off I went. No one in the school knew anything about it. No one in my family knew anything about it. I just decided to plough off in that direction. And of course, I had no idea at that point how far it would take me. To think then that I'd finish up CEO of CBRE would have been just a laughable pipe dream. On the way, I'd had a wonderful time. I've seen more of the UK than almost anyone else I bump into. I went to Japan quite a lot, looking for investors and travelling around. It's been a brilliant, sociable and enjoyable industry. And essentially, I want that news to spread to rather more school children than it has done.
So it's interesting, really, just a sort of chance encounter with that pamphlet sparked that idea.
Yes, and yeah. By the time my children were at school, even the pamphlet was missing, and it's probably worse now.
Just in terms of how Pathways has developed from that initial seed and idea, what does it offer now?
Well, what we offer is a series of interactions with property. So an initial stimulus about the whole scope of what property is about. It's not just about housing and estate agency. It's about development of the right sort of housing. It's about industrial, it's about offices, it's about creating places, it's about creating communities. And we try to get that across at the beginning. We have a summer school, which perhaps we'll talk about in a moment, but beyond the summer school, for those who are interested, we offer work placements to everybody who wants one, mostly into our supporting organisations. So we've had something like 250 work placements over the period of the project so far. And then we go on to give mentoring and support to people beyond the actual course itself.
Okay, so it's very much raising awareness, opening people's eyes to the options and the possibilities available
exactly.
within the industry, and then supporting them in those first steps and sort of tasters, really, of the industry.
As far as starting a network of people in the industry is and will remain a personal one.
And
getting your network established so that there are people you can talk to about anything you need to know. Is critical.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the summer school then. That's one of the things that the course is known for. Talk me through what actually happens on that.
So roughly 100 students come on a week in July. We put them up at the university in the halls of residence. And often that's their first experience of being away from home. They're year 12 students. Have in mind that probably 80 to 90% of those that come haven't had anybody from their family go to university before. So they get their first experience of what a university is like. The academics then for 2 or 3 days talk to them about what is involved in property and what the course is all about. They go out to site meetings with industry figures to look at retail developments and interesting projects that are going on, sometimes around Reading, sometimes further away. They went to King's Cross last year. And then the last day, we have industry members come in to meet the students. For those of us who have gone regularly, and we're having to ration attendance at it, to be honest, because it's such an exciting day. Chris Grigg has come virtually every year. Rob Noel has begun of Land Securities has come quite regularly. Paul Brundage of Oxford Properties. We get some very senior people. It's a crackling day. What happens? The main thing that happens there, apart from getting to know some industry figures and what they do, is they've been doing a project over their 3 days. They've been looking at a development site in Reading somewhere. And they divide themselves up between the developer, the town planners, the friends of the earth, the allotment holders on the side, these sorts of stakeholders. And they propose and debate the development and their reaction to it. There are some superbly confident presenters. There are some quieter ones, of which, believe it or not, I would have been one at their age. But it really is an enthusiastic and fantastic day that we all love attending. And we get a really sparky bunch of people.
And what's the feedback been from those attendees? I mean, to what extent has it met their aims just in terms of what they were hoping to get out of it?
I think it largely has. I mean, they often don't know quite what to expect out of it, to be honest. But we probably find, I think, about 20% of those who attend do go on to study real estate in some shape or form, whether at Reading or elsewhere. So that's that. Just over 90 out of the 500 have come through it so far.
Okay.
And the Sutton Trust, to the social mobility charity that you may know about, who helped us with identifying the right schools to approach, they say that our percentage of take-up of the course is very high compared with other schools in summer schools in other
industries.
Yeah.
So moving on then from the summer school, talk me through the work that you do within the schools and how you actually target those schools. You've mentioned the Sutton Trust, but how do you reach those?
It remains our biggest challenge because people in schools are very busy, teachers are stretched, careers advisors I mentioned before are similarly stretched. So getting the message across is actually quite complicated and quite difficult. The Sutton Trust were very helpful in helping us identify those schools which are in deprived areas or where there's traditionally a low percentage going on to higher education. We send emails, we telephone, we go and see those schools, those who want us to come. We make presentations. We put posters up about the summer school. Sometimes old-fashioned media work quite well. And generally, we do as much as we can to stimulate interest in the schools. That remains the biggest challenge. We've created something called an online course, which is a much briefer version of the summer school. It's just 8 hours over a period of 3 weeks. It's online. And it's something which teachers and careers advisors can easily direct interested students to and say, just do that as a taster to see what it's like. So we're trying to use those modern methods to excite more interest.
And for somebody taking that online course, what could they expect? Is it really a look at the different professions within the industry?
Yes, again, it's a knowledge of the breadth of it, the residential, commercial, creating communities and placemaking, all of that.
Yeah.
And just an indication of what needs to be studied. And they get to ask themselves questions about the role that development plays in the community, regeneration. Regeneration, we find, is an aspect which really resonates with the younger people, and especially the green aspects of regeneration.
Yeah,
we use that to generate an awareness of what it all is all about.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And you mentioned work placements as another component of the initiative. Mm. How do they work?
Normally at the autumn half term. So they've been to us in July. And those who've shown an interest can take a work placement, which normally is in the autumn half term. It can be in the spring half term. Our supporters are mainly property companies and property service firms, CBRE, Cushman & Wakefield, those Savills, are a very strong supporter. Those companies offer a week's experience in their firm, which is generally managed by the HR departments within those firms. So they get a feel for what goes on in the office.
Mm, which is hugely important.
Absolutely.
What now, just in terms of the scheme? I mean, it's obviously well set up in terms of the summer course, the work placements. You've now built in the online component. Where do you anticipate taking it in the future?
One of our principal aims is promote the existence and the excitement of a career in property to a wider group. And it doesn't have to be about Reading. We like the brightest to come to Reading. But quite a few of our students go into apprenticeships, and quite a few go to other universities or colleges which are more local to their own home. We don't mind, as long as they're coming, the ones who are excited about it come into the industry. So we want to go on promoting that. The summer school will diversify probably a bit in terms of promoting some of those other routes, because the route through Reading or through university doesn't suit everyone. And we will continue promoting that and trying to extend it to where we are southern biased in terms of the people who come. That's not surprising. We'd like to make it more regional over time. And so building it up steadily in that way, I think we can best serve the industry. The other huge challenge is expectations. We've had the project 6 years. We've only now got the second year of people actually coming out into the industry.
Yes, yeah.
It's a slow burn, and it can't be a fast burn. So We have a huge ethnic range of people coming into the summer school. But it's going to take some years before those people have got some experience, have got some knowledge of business as well as some knowledge of property. And we have to keep consistently pushing forward, but we have to be patient about the results not quite suiting, if I may say so, a journalistic timetable.
Okay. And how do you feel about the course and where it's at now? Has it achieved its original aims, or is it well placed to achieve
it? It's well placed to do so, I think. It's very well placed to do so. But will we ever fully achieve our original aims? I don't know. It'll certainly be another decade before we can really see the impact of this and other initiatives in diversity. I'm sure the agenda is still critically important. Clients of the firms in the property business, the communities they're dealing with, are much more diverse than they were years ago. And we have to match it with the people that we offer to advise people. So it remains very important that we continue and that we keep pushing and do as well as in the next 6 years as we have over the last six.
Yeah. And we mentioned, or rather you touched on, promoting other routes into the industry. I mean, one of the things that's become quite well known over the last few years is the apprenticeship route into the industry. And CBRE last year seeing the first wave of their apprentices coming through. I mean, how important are those other routes into the industry?
Well, I think they are, because the university path doesn't suit everybody. And before the 70s, most people came into property via training on the job and going to night school to do their study. That's where it happened. Those of us who then in the 70s, 80s did it full time recognised that it's actually very tough to get excited about business and the profession and go home in the evening and do your study. It's hard work. But that path will suit some people, and the university path will suit others. So I don't think we should be exclusively promoting one or the other. I think they're both important routes.
And just in terms of the diversity agenda generally, I mean, how far do you think the industry has come just in terms of promoting it and starting to tackle some of those issues that we've touched on today?
I think it's come a very long way in promoting it, but it's going to have to be a sustained effort over many years, because people come into it, say, at 18 or 21 or 22, and the full impact of their coming into the profession won't be felt really until they're in their 30s. So I think we've got to keep pushing at it and not kick ourselves over hard that the numbers are still low, even though they're rising. I think we've got to keep a sense of perspective on it. But we for our part, are determined to keep pushing away and to see the change that we want to see in the diversity of the profession.
Alan Froggatt, on that note, thank you very much indeed for your time today. It's been a really interesting discussion, and look forward to seeing how the initiative develops over the coming years.
Thank you for asking me.
You've been listening to Bricks and Mortar with me, Sarah Jackman. For more information on APC and developing a career in real estate, see egi.co.uk and the archive of the Bricks and Mortar series at podbean.com.